So we don't have to daven ma'ariv tonight, Baruch Hashem, we did that. We're not going to have meetings tonight, so we'll probably go to, 10:30 something. Try to share three tires. Everybody's welcome to leave whenever they want to leave. But we'll try to get across a few tires. Something about Nassim, of course. Of course, the fact that a tzaddik like Rabbi Nassim is nifter on Sabbat Teves means that the klipa, that the eschata, the pornusa, the Gemara says that a Sabbat Teves is so takif, it's so strong. The fact that a tzaddik is buried on that day comes and he weakens the influence and the impact of the haschala of the Churban. I want to say a vart on something which Rabbi Nassim said on the day of his Patira. It's a very interesting account of the Patira of Rabbi Nassim. I'm not going to go through the whole thing now. It's a very interesting account of his Patira. He has a Torah. Of course, all of his Torahs come and are based on the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman. And he ties together in this Torah of his what he called the three tragedies of Aser B'Tavis. Talks about the Petir of Ezra Sofer. Talks about Huvka Ha'ir, the beginning of the siege, thank you, of Yerushalayim HaKodesh. And the Choshech. The Choshech, the 3 days of Choshech when the Torah was interpreted and translated into Lashon Yevanis. And it ties this together with the whole idea of Ksav. Ksav, the Kedusha falls, and the Ksav of Yevonis rises. But he said the following thing. Aser B'Tavis, as his Patir was drawing near, he turned to one of the Talmidim and he said to them, what did I say again? What were the three tragedies of Aser B'Tavis? So he listed them. And then he was eating and he was benching. And in benching, he said the following thing. You know, we make a lot of harachamans in benching. So Rabbi Nassim added the following harachaman in benching. Harachaman hu yamshich lano kedusha seretz Yisrael. That's what he said. It's a very interesting thing. The day of his Petira and Aser B'Tavis, Harachamun Hoyam Shechlan HaKadush HaSeretz Yisrael in the middle of benching. Of course, you can't question the ways of Tzaddikim to add something in benching, especially in the day of the Petira, which is the highest, the climax of his life. Harachamun Hoyam Shechlan HaKadush HaSeretz Yisrael. So to understand this, we have to understand the Smichas HaParshas. What does Aser B'Tavis have to do with Harachamun Hoyam Shechlan HaKadush HaSeretz Yisrael? Let's speak a little bit about Hanukkah first. So we know that the Yevanim, Chazal tell us that they made Yud Gimel Pritzims. They made 13 holes in the walls of the Chel, the Beis HaMikdash. And for that, Chazal were Mesakin Yud Gimel Kriyos, Hishtachavayos, 13 bowings. That there's a tikkun and a purpose. What do we mean by this? That in the world of Kedusha, whenever the Kedusha is under attack and walls are broken and openings are made, we can look at that as we're being overcome, that we're under siege. But the previous way of looking at that is that now that the walls have been opened, it's an opportunity to expand the Kedusha. because of these 13 walls, these 13 breaches in the walls of Yerushalayim, these 13 breaches, I should say, in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, that was made by the Yevanim, so Chazal respond with 13 Hishtachavoyos. But premise, what this means for Chanukah is that the Ari has a kavana when it comes to the bracha of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, that there's 13 words which is connected to the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. All that we ever want, really that we want, there should be Hezgalus of Hashem's Rachamim. The Rosh Hashanah speaks about this all the time. Hashem should be Gala, Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. So interesting that we read about it today on Asar B'Teves, we read in the Kriya Satayra. We say it together, Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Vachanan. It's very unusual that we ever read along with the Baal Kori in the Seder of Kriya Satayra. But when we mention the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, we do so on Tainuses. As if to say that the whole purpose of the Tainus is to bring out the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. That when Hashem sees us in Tzar, He should have Rachmanis on us. But a type of Rachmanis which comes from a place of an Ein Seif Tikka Rachmanis on us. If you'll notice in the Kriya Satayra that the whole emergence, the revelation of the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim took place out of the Chida Egel. The Klai Yisrael was Nichshol in the Chida Egel, and from the Chida Egel emerged Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. It was from the Golus of Yavon that Chanukah is born. That is a Hiskalus of the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim by the nearest Chanukah, says the Ari. So therefore, the breach in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash means that until now, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was self-contained. It was contained within the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. But now that the walls are open, Bo Pritzim V'chilalua, that the Pritzim came and they made Pritzos in those walls, it allows an expansion of Kedusha. This is the Shayachis to Mashiach, that we know that the Laman V'Evet Neiris are connected to the Or Yosha Mashiach. Don't have to be Marachim, but for some of us, everybody knows that. There's a Hiskalus of the Ur Yosha Mashiach, because Mashiach is called Ben Parti. Like we say on Friday night, Yomin Usmol Tifraitzi. There's Hashem Taritza Ayat Ish Ben Parti V'Lispecha V'Nagila. The Mashiach means that there's a Pritza, that He breaks the walls of the Tumah. And He allows a Hispashis of the Kedusha to take place, beyond the walls. So if you make walls, says Mashiach, I'm using those walls to come out, to expand the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. It's very meduyik, Yomenu Smol Tefreitzi, because the Gemara tells us that there's a mezuzah b'yamin, and the menorah is b'smol, and even the way that we light the nearest Hanukkah is in a way of what? That we're mesader it from right to left, and we light it from left to right. There's a very big degesh, and Chanukah was the inyan of yamin and small. You know, it can't be ma'arichim what this is. In fact, even the Gemara says, from where do we learn out Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? The Gemara says, from the pasuk loisasa, I mean, adavar she'agidu lecha yamin u'small. It's the whole inyan of yamin and small when it comes to Chanukah. That's called yamin u'small tefreitzi. When there's an inyan of yamin and small, then Ben Parti comes and he breaks into the walls of the Tumah. An expansion of Kedusha. Of course, this is the theme of Pesumei Nisa. Pesumei Nisa, to expand the Kedusha, to be Mefarsim the Nes, and be Mefarsim the Kedusha. And so we see that expansion of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, that based on the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Baal Yisrael, which many are familiar with, that every single Jewish home is considered to be a Beis HaMikdash on Chanukah. That every master of the home is a Kohen Gadol, and he lights the menorah, which is a keli in the Beis HaMikdash, and every Jewish home is Nis'ala to a Darga Beis HaMikdash. That's called a Hispartzis, a Peretz, a breaking, an expansion of the walls of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash to every single Jewish home. And so that we turn to Yovan and we give them a big Yashkayach. Thank you for allowing this expansion of the Kedusha to take place, because if not for you, we wouldn't be here today. The same thing is true also when it comes to Purim. When it comes to Purim, we find the same concept. That Klal Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim to come to Shushan, to come to Shushan. And the Megillah emphasizes this. Who is Mordechai? Asher Heglam Yerushalayim. That he hails from Yerushalayim. Im Hagoyla Asher Haglasa. There's a whole pasuk which we say in Eichatun, which tells us about where Mordechai is coming from. Mordechai is a Jew who comes from Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim he comes to Shushan. And there's a very strong connection between Shushan and Yerushalayim. An unusual connection. That Chazal are masakin a special day called Shushan Purim for the covered of Yerushalayim. For the covered of Yerushalayim. That any walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, which is of course being speaking about Yerushalayim, right, that it has a special covered, that there's a Gzeirah Shava. We spoke about this one year, the Gzeirah Shava between Shushan and Yerushalayim. That Mordechai was able to instill within Shushan a spirit of Yerushalayim Rekodesh. This is not the shonas of Galus. This is not the shonas of Yerushalayim. That he brought, he was able to be mamshech, the Kedush Yerushalayim. That's called the Hespashus of Kedusha. That's the Pirsumenis of Megillah Sester. It's not the time to darshan this inyan, but really, we know that Purim and Chanukah correspond to Netzach and Hod. Those are called the legs. The legs correspond to the sphere of Netzach and Hod. The legs are considered to be like an expansion of the torso, which is the Iker Adam. The goof of the Adam is considered to be the torso. And the legs are considered an expansion of that. So Chanukah and Purim is considered to be the taking of the Iker HaKedusha, the Iker Adam, and expanding it beyond. So this is the inyan of Aser B'Teves, that we say Hufka Ha'ir, that the city, the walls were sieged. The walls were sieged means the beginning of the breaking of the walls of Yerushalayim. This is the very first crack, the first Pesach, into entering in Yerushalayim. But in Pnimius, what entering into Yerushalayim means is that when we overcome you, you've allowed the walls to be opened, and that means an expansion of Kedusha of Yerushalayim. And in that way, the Hufka Ha'ir, Aser B'Teves, is really a Hachana for what? For Purim. Because you can't have Purim without Aser B'Teves. The next Yantav which we're looking forward to is Purim. As soon as Chanukah is over, already we see Purim on the horizon. And the whole inyan of Purim is what we said before. It's an expansion of Yerushalayim. So by surrounding the walls on Aser B'Teves, Nebuchadnezzar, and sending the inyan to Galus, what you're doing essentially is that you're allowing the fruition and the rebirth of Purim. Chufka Ha'ir allows for the expansion of Kedushas Yerushalayim. So therefore, in a certain way, Aser B'Teves and its premius is a hachana for Purim and the expansion of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Chazal tell us that explicitly. That la'asalavo, that which the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is contained, will no longer be that way. That the Beis HaMikdash will expand to the borders of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will expand to the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael will expand to the entire world. The whole world will be filled with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Teva of Kedusha is to be mispashet, is to expand. You find this by Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik was sent down by Yaakov into Mitzrayim. And the whole goal of Yosef was to bring the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim. That's exactly what he wanted to do. I gave a shir about this once. But one of the big revolutions which Yosef did in Mitzrayim was that he turned Eretz Mitzrayim into a place of wheat, of growing lechem. Mitzrayim is known for its pishton, not for its lechem. Lechem is one of the zayminim shenishtabach Eretz Yisrael. Lechem grows in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't grow in Mitzrayim. But what he wanted was to transform Eretz Yisrael I should say Eretz Mitzrayim into Bechina Eretz Yisrael. This is a whole long sugi what that means. But he wanted to make Eretz Yisrael in the land of Eretz Mitzrayim. That's why he invites Yaakov and the Shvatim, everybody, to come down to Eretz Mitzrayim, and he puts them in Goshen, which the Kuli Amma has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And he wanted that Kedusha of Goshen, that Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, should be nespashit everywhere in Eretz Mitzrayim. And we see that Yaakov lived glorious, mamish, amazing years in Eretz Mitzrayim. It says, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. Tanud Ve'elio says that he lived years me'ein olam haba. That's called Vayechi Yaakov. And in fact, the Zohar has a kashan Yaakov. The Zohar says, why didn't Yaakov go back to Eretz Yisrael? According to one teretz in the Zohar Kodesh, Yaakov Avinu was mistaken by not going back to Eretz Yisrael. That he should have gone back to Eretz Yisrael. He should have spent only the years of famine there, and then after the years of famine, he should have picked up and gone back to Eretz Yisrael. But a limud tzchus on Yaakov, though, is that there was an Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Mitzrayim. That's why Yosef is a meleshen toisefes. He's moisef ha'oilech. That he wanted to be moisef on the gvudas of Eretz Yisrael. This is the secret which Chazal tell us about a tzaddik. G'doylem tzaddikim b'misasam yoisem b'chayehem. That a tzaddik is greater in his death than he is in his life. Because as long as he's alive, then his body contains his kedusha. But when a tzaddik has a misa, and misa doesn't necessarily mean that he physically dies. It means that a tzaddik who's working on breaking the guf, not allowing the guf to have a shlita over the neshama. There's different types of tzaddikim. There's some tzaddikim that they don't work on the guf so much. But there's a type of a tzaddik that he's mei misasmal ala tayra, that he kills himself in his lifetime. And he allows and he makes punctures in his guf, so to speak. When he does so, he allows the kedusha which he has to overflow out of himself and to attach himself to other people, and people can be uplifted by his kedusha. That's called a gadol tzaddik b'misasa. That type of a tzaddik who's b'misasa is greater than a tzaddik mibachayev. Because as long as the guf is a barrier and it's not broken into, it doesn't allow the expansion of kedusha to take place. But how much more so when the tzaddik actually dies? So the Sfarim I'll talk about to be in the company of the tzaddik when he dies is a very big aliyah for those who are there. To be by the levay of the tzaddik is a very big inyan because there's a hespashus of the kedusha. The day of the tzaddik's death is the climax of his life. So perhaps this is the association that Rabbi Nassim was speaking about on Aser B'Teves, that he said, Hufka Ha'ir. He said, tell me about Aser B'Teves. What happened in Aser B'Teves? Hufka Ha'ir. The walls of Yerushalayim were sieged, and there was a pirtzis in the walls of Yerushalayim. Oh, there's pirtzis in the walls of Yerushalayim. That means a hispashus of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Harachamon hu yamshech lanu Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That you should bring the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to Breslov. That's what that means. And that's why Dafka, when he was saying Birchas HaMazon, Dafka and Birchas HaMazon, because of Bechin of Lechem, like we spoke about before, Yosef HaTzadik, that he used Lechem as the vehicle to bring Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Teres Mitzrayim. In fact, it's even Merumas in the Kavanas of Ner Chanukah. And Ner Chanukah is considered to be that Hespashus of Kedusha. Dari has a kavana called Ner. Kavana called Ner. And he says that the secret of Ner is you have to have take three Havayas. And with these three Havayas, Yudke Vavke three times, you have to be Mamtik the three names of Din, which are Ekya, Elokim, and Adnos. That's called together, that's Gematria Ner. So it's very interesting that if you take three Havayas, which is the right side, that's Gematria Lechen. If you take the three on the left, which is called Ekya, Elakim, and Adnas, it's Gematria Baka. Beis Kuf Ayin, which means to break through, like we said, Hufka Ir, right? That it's through the Lechem, through the Bekiyas of Chachoymis, which allows expansion of Kedusha to take place on Chanukah and Purim. That's what the Pasuk says, Achapes is Yerushalayim B'Neiris. I'll search for Yerushalayim with the Ner. That the Ner has the ability to be Mamshech, the Kedusha, of Yerushalayim Yerakodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. Achapes is Yerushalayim B'neiros. So therefore, Harachaman hu yamshech lanu. Harachaman is the Indian of Yud Gimel Midas Harachaman. Harachaman hu yamshech. Harachaman hu yamshech. And his compassion, when there's a Hezkalas of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachaman, it's able to be mamshech v'kedusha. It's a very big yisod for us. Because we have to recognize that whenever there's any churban in kedusha, there's breachings of boundaries, of walls, as you read this, it's always a hachana for an aliyah. It's always a hachana for his pashas of Kedusha. Vayafshitu es Yosef. Vayafshitu es Yosef, that was the moment that Yosef was in his biggest nefila, right? Vayafshitu es Yosef es kutanto, that they peeled off all of Yosef's coats, everything he was wearing, and threw him into a bor, nachash, makravim, and they sent him down to Mitzrayim. But in truth, Vayafshitu es Yosef is a lesson of hispashtus of Yosef. But that was the beginning of the hispashtus of Yosef. That although it looked like at that moment that Yosef was going down, Sheva yipol tzadik akom. There's no such thing that a tzadik goes down. If he goes down, if he's going low, in retrospect, it was only in order to bring the Kedusha to those low places. Not to wipe away the Kedusha, but to expand the Kedusha. That's our word in Galus. We're in Galus here in Washington Heights, or wherever we find ourselves. We're in Golus there because Hashem is Baruch is sending us there to bring the Kedusha there. Although it looks like we're in Golus there. But the Kavanah Pnimi is that there's going to be Hispashas of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So by coming here, we're bringing the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael here. That's why we're here. We're just being Mamshech the Kedusha here. That's the real purpose of Golus. So it's a tremendous chizik for us in our daily lives that we may find ourselves in situations, unfortunate situations, situation which we wish we weren't in. Looks like it's a hufka ha'ir. But in truth, every single b'ki of the Kedusha is in order to be magal of the or, the sinyan of Ben Parsi, the Shibizecha, to see that we need a lot of pshatim, a lot of taiches, and a lot of drushes that we deserve to know in our lives and the history of Klai Yisrael. Hashem Yisroel is going to be marrying Enu, he's going to open up eyes to be able to see that there was never an afil in Kedusha, it was always a hispashus of Kedusha. By Afshitu, we should be able to see that with our own eyes. Indeed.